You're listening to SBS News.
Gathered outside New South Wales Parliament House, Ukrainian Australians came together for a show of heartbreak and outrage.
Russia is a terrorist state!
For Ukrainian-Australian Katerina Arju, this latest attack has prompted flashbacks to the invasion's opening bombardment.
So all my family's there across Kyiv and Lviv. About 90% of electricity in Lviv has been cut off, so no one has any access to power whatsoever. So I'm just dreading the moment that the batteries run out on the phones and I won't be able to contact my family. So it's quite surreal and very heartbreaking.
Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Moroshnachenko, was meeting with the Defence Minister Richard Marles as the shelling began, hitting areas he knew well.
Missiles just hit some targets, which are not actually a target. There was a children's playground in the heart of the city. This is actually the playground where both my kids grew up. This is where we used to go. They've targeted civilians, started a civilian infrastructure. These are war crimes.
Snap demonstrations have been held across the nation. Senior ministers in the Australian government, which has contributed significant military aid to Ukraine, were unanimous in their condemnation of Mr. Putin's actions. Here's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles.
This is an appalling act by Russia. What's really clear is that these strikes have been done with complete indifference to civilian populations. They've been directed at population centres.
The Defence Minister is mulling over more assistance, having raised the possibility of ADF training for Ukrainian troops before.
Well, that's just one option that's on the table. The United Kingdom is providing training assistance for Ukraine. So we're looking at that option as well as others.
The UK's Operation Intercept is modelled on a long-standing program in which soldiers are flown to British bases from Ukraine to be skilled up. Dr. Malcolm Davis, a senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, said an Australian training program would be beneficial.
So it would be a two-way exchange. Obviously, they've gained an awful lot of knowledge and experience in their campaign so far. We would bring to the table our ability to do joint campaigns, combining infantry, armoured forces and artillery and air power. And I think that would be invaluable for the Ukrainians. So sending Australian Army personnel to train Ukrainian military personnel, say, in Poland, would be definitely a good move.
The community's priority, more weaponry. Australia's Bushmaster assault vehicles are on the front line. 60 have been promised so far. But Katerina Arju wants more assets, including tanks, to be donated.
We're asking for M113 personal carriers, armoured personal carriers and M1 tanks. These are all things that are standing in Australian warehouses, absolutely no use to Australia, but it could do such a great deal in Ukraine. So all we're asking is for the Australian government to give Ukraine the tools and they'll get the job done.
Mr. Marles yet to give details on what will comprise Australia's aid.
We've not made any commitments yet as to what exactly the package of support would look like, but we are working with the Ukrainian government about ways in which we can help.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.
We'll be right back.